Good morning, folks. How's your day going? Are you working hard or hardly working? What are you doing? Well, it's Saturday, so I'm out fucking around. For all you know, it could be Tuesday, and I'm lying to you. Hey, but I'm not an influencer, you know? So I wouldn't lie to you fucks, because I don't care. It doesn't fucking matter what you think. Woo! I'm having a good day already. I just had one of the craziest fucking night coyote hunts of my life. Coyote stands of my life. Let me just tell you about it. It's actually 7:30 in the morning by this point. I'm headed back home. I got up at like 3 and was just going to go out for the morning so that I could spend the day with the family. That's what I do. That's the perks of night hunting. But if you live anywhere near me, go fuck yourself. It's no fun, okay? If you live in another state, I don't give a shit. You can night hunt. Ah, God, all I'm doing is fucking adding more idiots out there fucking educating dogs. All right. Yeah. Well, the morning started off pretty fucking shitty. Pretty fucking slow. I made 2 stands. Had one stand, a coyote way off in the distance, kind of downwind, howl a little bit at me. And then the third stand, I was only going to make 4 or 5. I mean, in that period of time before it gets light, I only have time to, between driving and the stands, I only have time to maybe do, you know, maybe 4 or 5 usually. Depends on how far I'm going. But the third stand, I set up pretty shitty. It was not a good stand. It was not a good setup. There was just too much openness in the, it was a full moon, or most of a full moon, and I had some coyotes, quite a few actually. I saw probably, well, one came from the left, a shitload started howling off in the draw that I was trying to call, 2 came over the hill straight in front of me, so I mean, I probably saw 4 coyotes on that stand. And I was just trying to get them in closer. I mean, at one point, I probably had a coyote within 250. And I probably should have shot, but I was like, knowing how far, I mean, how far they could see. Them motherfuckers can see like it's daylight. When it's, especially when there's a full moon like that. It was just not a great setup for that the wind was right, you know. So I guess I had that going for me. But those coyotes just kind of went back over the hill after they sat there and looked at me for a while. Yeah, I know, you're out there. Why didn't you shoot the one at 250? What the fuck's wrong with you? Well, calm the fuck down. I like to shoot them at 100. And, I thought more were going to come over the hill. Ah, it doesn't fucking matter. So, then I went to my last, well, it was going to be my second to last spot, and got there, checked the wind. I actually changed gears. I went the other way. There was hardly any wind this morning, and when it does that, it just, it's coming from the east, it's coming from the west, it's coming from the north, it's coming from the south, it's just all over the place. But at least they can't smell you too far out. Yes, they can, Jake. They have the best nose in the fucking country. Yeah, you're probably right. But whatever. So I get set up. I parked the truck kind of down in this low spot, walked over down this tree row, got set up on the end of it. And as I'm setting up off to my left, which is kind of downwind, I mean, at this, it's not, the wind's kind of cutting from my right to my left, but it's kind of cutting back away from me, back towards my truck. So right then, a, It sounds like a fucking pack of coyotes, you know. Sorry. Just going crazy. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I'm not really set up great on them, but there's really no other better spot to go. And I've gotten in there without them seeing. I mean, they're fucking close. They sound like they're probably like, you know, under 500 yards. They're right in this draw, basically where I parked my pickup on the road. They're in the same draw, but just inland. You know what I mean? Just in on the property. So I actually put my call out back to my right and behind me, because I kind of tucked myself back so that the trees were on my left side, kind of shading my wind slash. And the road is back to my left, you know, behind me to my left. So, like, they may not want to go back towards the road. I mean, it's a county road, so it's not too appealing for them to circle down. You know, I like to. Here's a little tip for you guys. Here's a little fucking tip from the Jake Downs. I like to set up with a barrier of some sort to my rear and the wind kind of in my face. All right? That's how I set up. If you wanted to know. Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with you, sir? I'm not sure. You could ask my wife. She probably has a better idea. Anyway, so I start calling. And I'm not going to go over every sound I used. I don't fucking even remember. I actually switched it up quite a bit on this one. Usually I don't go crazy. But anyway, I start calling and two coyotes come out from the left. They come out into the field. And again, they can see so well, but I'm by that tree row. So I'm like, they probably, anyway, they're kind of cutting to the left, trying to catch my wind. And the wind's fucking all over the place. So they probably did smell me a little bit. They were young coyotes, I can tell you. I ground checked them. So anyway, the two coyotes come out, and one of them says, fuck it. He goes back towards the draw. And the other one's standing at about 200. And I don't like, even during the day, I'm not a big fan of shooting. I know everybody's like, 200? That's chip shot. The fuck you talking about, sir? I hunt with a gun the same way I hunt with a fucking bow. I like them in my lap, sucking on a date. All right? That sounded gross. All right, anyway. I like them close. It's more exciting when they come running in. But when you're hunting open fields, it's kind of different. I mean, even at night, they get more brazen. But this coyote, I could tell, he just kind of sat out there and he'd walk around a little bit. And I ranged him. And, 198. And finally, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot him. So I shoot him. Boom. And I lost him because I had zoomed in the scope. And he takes off running. I didn't even see where he went. I knew I hit him. I heard it whop him. So I like have to scramble to get my fucking scanner out. And I'm looking. And there's, I guess I forgot to add this to it. There's cows running at me from the right. He's on the left. The cows are fucking, I can hear them coming. So I scan out there. I'm looking through a herd of fucking cows in front of me. And I see this coyote out there at about, probably 250, 300. And he's flopping around. And normally I'd shoot him again, but the cows were kind of in between us. And I was just like, nah. So I watch him for a while. And he goes down, like just flops a bit. And then I see him laying there. I was like, all right. And then, right then, I always switch. Here's another little tech tip for you folks. I switch to a pup in distress. I'm not a big fan of the whole, I use a Fox Pro most of the time, and I'm not a fan of the Fox Bang. I mean, it's a good idea. you know, when the gun goes off, the fucker switches. But I've always had a problem with banging the fucking remote around. Then all of a sudden it's, you know, you go from a, like a, like a full distress, like a, to a. So I just leave that feature off. So I have to fucking do it manually. So I click the fucking pup distress and I'm just sitting there. And I see a coyote come out of the draw, and I think it's the other one that was with him. And he's cutting across, and he gets to be, like, he's right behind the coyote that I killed that's down. And he's probably, like, 50 yards behind. He's 300 yards. And if you thought I didn't like to shoot at 200, you really, I mean, fucking 300 at night, it's not for me, okay? So I'm watching him. I'm like, this fucker's interested. Let's just see what he does. And all the while, off to my left, there's still coyotes, like, barking, yipping, howling. I'm like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of coyotes in here. A horde of pups. Anyway, so he's cutting across, and the cows are, and the cows have now, they're like 40 yards in front of me, just fucking, like, puffing and puffing. They're pissed off, you know. I'm in their space. He's out there at 300. I keep ranging him. But he's not coming in. Like, he's circling to the right, which is, he doesn't have my wind. He's just not in. He's just not coming closer. Like, all right, fuck it. So finally, the cows, he gets to far enough right that the cows are to my left. Because I didn't want to shoot over the cows. I mean, I know I wouldn't hit them, but it's just, I didn't like the idea of it. My moral compass is pretty strong. Jesus Christ. No, I just didn't want to own a fucking, my buddy's beef. I didn't, you know, I got plenty of fucking moose meat. I don't need a goddamn shoot a cow in the fucking face on accident. So anyway, he gets out there. I range him. He's like 298. I'm like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to shoot him in the head. Literally, pull up, fucking zoom all the way in, put my crosshairs high on him, and boom! And just fucking drop him. Literally watched him drop in the scope. What the fuck is this asshole doing? Jesus Christ, cross the line, asshole! Like a 15-year-old kid that wasn't sure how to drive. I kind of feel bad for calling him an asshole. Sorry! But you can't drive in the middle of the road. It's not safe, sir. All right. Anyway, I dropped this motherfucker. 300 yards. I'm like, holy shit. That's crazy. Right? Jake can't shoot a rifle worth a fuck. And he just, I mean, the fucker dropped. I'm like, whoa. All right. This went from hero to zero, or zero to hero quick, as many hunting endeavors often do. So, I gather my shit and start walking out there, and the cows are just fucking bad, going all over the place, and they're fucking running towards the coyote, who I can see is still flopping, but he's not going anywhere. I could tell his ass ends down. I don't know where I hit him, but he's not going anywhere. I can tell by the look of him in the scope. So I walk up there, and the cows, like, surround him, and then they all blow out of there, because he must have, like, jumped at him or something, and I get up next to him, and I got my fucking headlamp on, okay? I don't remember if it might have been on red light, but I walk up there and see that he's not going anywhere. I was going to shoot him again. Normally, I have a little... Normally I have a little .22 pistol that I didn't have, because apparently I thought I was going to, you know, just put him down, you know, just fucking one-shot wonder. But I get up there, he's still alive, but he's not going anywhere, he's just laying there. I'm about to shoot him again, and I'm like, well, I better check for that other coyote, see, because he's back to my left a couple hundred yards. So I scan back, and here's a fucking coyote, a live coyote, standing where my other coyote was. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I can see a black spot underneath him. So I'm like, this, and he's looking at something. There's a fucking coyote that's come out of the draw while I'm walking across the field with the cows and come over to check out the dead one. And he's standing there. So now I'm off hand, folks. I'm off hand, which is not good. If you're not a good shot on a tripod, you're probably really bad off hand, okay? So this coyote's not paying any attention to me. And I range him. He's like 150. So I get down on my knee and I zoom in. And at this point, he kind of like starts going away, but he turns for 1 second and boom, I shoot and I fucking hear the bullet hit him. Bop. I'm like, holy fuck. So I scan up and he's like flopping, doing that spinny thing that they do when you don't hit him very good. And then he kind of like kind of runs a little ways, then he's kind of like flopping around, then he gets up, and I'm all the while I'm like walking towards him with my gun up and my scanner trying to find, you know, keep him in the scope. And then he's moving away, not at a fast clip, like he's hurt. And just as I get back down on my knee, just about ready to shoot him again, he disappears into that draw. I'm like, well, he was hurt pretty bad. So I fucking take off running with my scope on my back. Or, I mean, my gun. I shoulder my gun. Fucking, I'm not, like, sprinting. I'm just, like, hustling across the field. Okay? Get over to the draw. Get over to the where the draw starts. I pull up the gun and I'm scanning. And I see the coyote down to my left. And it's laying down in the bottom. Probably 100, 150 yards away. And just out of sheer fucking curiosity, I scan to my right. And here's a fucking another coyote standing there in the bottom. I range him. He's at like 98 yards. I'm like, okay, that's my range, folks. And there's a fence right there. So I just put my fucking gun up on the post. Yes, I am fucking the man. I have a fucking rest now. Get it up on there. And I fucking shoot and just fucking drop it. He just falls over dead. And when I do that, I see some movement on the scope to my left. And I see two more coyotes come out of the brush. And they're fucking running up the hill. And so I get on. Sorry, I'm getting ready to turn here. And there's a guy here. I don't want to run into him. So anyway, these two coyotes are kind of trotting up the hill. They aren't, I mean, I got a suppressor on my gun, so it's not, and they weren't overly close to him. They were, I wasn't like crazy, zoomed in on that one because he was close enough. So these two dogs are running up the hill, and I range the hill that they're going up to the top of it, or to the towards the top of it, and it's like, fuck, 250? I'm like, well, whatever, you know, like, fucking, if they're, you know, fuck, at this point, I'm gonna shoot every one of these fuckers if I can. And, the front coyote gets to the top, the other one, and gets, and I don't like to shoot coyotes on a fucking, I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal, because there wasn't anything behind it. It wasn't like I was shooting upwards, it was straight across, because they were on the other side of the fucking draw that I was on. But the other one stops in the bottom, and I'm thinking he's probably like 240, 235, something, which, fuck, who gives a fuck about 15 yards with a gun? And I put it right up above his back, just right, I mean, fuck, I don't even know what I did, honestly. I mean, I don't know what the bullet drop is. I just kind of aimed a little high on him. And fucking pulled the trigger. And I saw that fucking, I heard that bullet hit just boom. And when I got back down after I fucking flinched, yeah, I'm a flincher, didn't seem to matter. That fucking coyote is flopping around too. I'm like, holy shit. And then he just kind of lays down. I'm like, well, all right. That coyote's down. I checked the coyote to my left that was the first one I went over the hill to retrieve. And he's moved into the trees, kind of a little farther down to the left. So I'm like, all right. I scan back. The one up on the hill is still just laying there. I'm like, holy crap. I dropped his ass too. This is the craziest fucking... I've never had anything like this, folks. I mean, this is not normal. Like, don't go... Like, oh, I guess I got a night hunt. Because, I mean, fuck, I've been out for fucking hours and hours and hours. And never had anything like this. So, anyway, I grab my gun. I go down the hill to the one that I think is probably the one that could get away. The one that I'm talking about. The third one I shot. The one that was over to my left. And I start walking towards him, and I'm full on SWAT at this point, okay? I think I'm the fucking man. I got my gun fucking shouldered. I am fucking, I can hear like a theme music in the background. This is how fucking intense things have gotten at this point. I'm like, holy fuck, all right? So I've got the gun shouldered, and I'm fucking just slowly walking towards him, and he's laying there. And then he gets up and kind of walks through. Now, the road is behind him, and I don't really want to shoot towards the road. There's a house. It's not straight in line with us. I wouldn't shoot towards a house or cattle or anything like that. You can see for a fucking, you can, and I know this country. I hunted it a lot. I know where things are, know where people are, know where shit is. It's not dangerous. But I want him to get more to the right where the bank of the draw is behind him. And he's not moving very fast. He's like, he's hurt. Like, he's done. But anyway, so he moves off and gets behind a bunch of brush. And I've ranged him. He's, I don't know, like, let's see. He was under 100 when I ranged him. He let me walk all the way to him. Now, at this juncture, he's kind of behind a big tree, and then he's on the bank that I want him on. He's laying there. I've got a few branches, but I can shoot him. And here's where I made the fucking mistake that I... This is the biggest thing I try never to do. Gun, bow, whatever. If they're still alive, put another one in them. From wherever. Like, as long as it's a safe shot, ethics is out the fucking window. Put one in their ass. Put one in their fucking leg. Put one in them. It does not matter. As long as you can safely shoot, kill them. Or put another one in them. So I'm like, oh, fuck. He's fucked up enough. He ain't going nowhere. So I want to get around the tree. I go to get around the tree. And he gets up and he goes over the hill. But slowly, he gets over into the field. And there's just a big-ass field. So I'm like, oh, fucker. You're not getting away now because you can barely walk. So I I go around the tree, get up the hill. And when I get up the hill, I can see for a mile with the scanner. And I scan and I see nothing. I see nothing. I'm like, Jesus Christ, this fucker's because the fence line was just thick with brush. So I'm like, this cocksucker's in this brush. He's going to probably bite my dick. All right. Right, so I look, and the sun is just starting to twinkle in the background. It's like, all right, I'm going to leave this one. I'm going to go gather the rest of these fuckers. And then I'm going to come back when it's a little bit daylight, and I'm going to walk in this field. Because it is a stubble field, and if he were to get out there and lay down in it in a certain spot, there's a chance I couldn't see him. Like, if he was up or moving, no possible way he'd get away from me. But if he was laying down, it's tall enough that he might sneak away. It's like, all right, he's not going anywhere. So I go to the far one. I walk down over the field, down to where I think that one draw is, where I dropped that one, the fourth one, whatever. Long distance one, the two, whatever, 240.
here I am just bragging about my long shots. So I go over there and I walk and I immediately find a big old trail of blood. And fuck, he's not 15 yards from where that blood was. Deader than shit. I lock onto him with my drag deal. Drag him across the field to where basically where I shot him from is the road coming into the property. And on the one side is the big stubble field that I was hunting and then the draw that I was in. So I dragged him up to the road and then I turn around and scan back to where the coyote was that was close. And fuck, he's laying right there. So I go get him, drag him up there. And then I take off across the field and I walk straight to that first coyote I shot. And he's just laying there dead. And I scan for that other one. And I knew it was probably like a couple hundred yards between each other. So I scan and I don't see shit. I don't see him. But again, it's a stubble field, so they can get away. Anyway, I take off towards where I think he is and end up finding him. He was actually still alive. I should have shot him again, but fuck, it was a clusterfuck. And so I got over there, put another one in him, and was really missing my handgun. But that one wasn't so bad. I shot him. It didn't even fucking exit him. Pulled him back over there and then grabbed the first one I shot. So I fucking dragged them two bastards. They were those ones are heavier dogs. I mean, they weren't, you know, they're not fucking giant, mature, huge males or nothing, but they were bigger coyotes. I don't fucking know. Someone probably look at the picture and be like, they're all fucking half-year-old, you fucking moron. I don't care. Coyote's a coyote. Drag them over there. So at this point, I've shot four. Or I've shot five. But I've killed four. I've never shot a quad in my life. I've shot doubles and triples. Never shot a quad. And there's a potential at this point that I have a quad. Or a quintuplet. I don't know. Whatever the fuck it is. A five. I have a five. But I'm pissed off because I didn't fucking shoot that coyote again. Because he was down. Like, if I would have shot him again, I would have five at this point. I would have the fucking best night, best anything of my... I mean, I've never shot five coyotes. And I've only heard of a few guys solo that have never done it. Like, around here. I mean, sure. I'm sure I'll get messaged. I've shot 12 in one stand. There's also the fucking assholes that fucking shoot 485 a week. You know, these cocksuckers with their numbers. Anyway, it's getting light. I gather all my shit. I go back. I get my pickup. I drive in. I do all the shit. I gather. I mean, fuck, I got shit everywhere. I got a call over there. I got fucking tripods. I got everything. So I go get everything rounded up, drive my truck in. It's now the sun is pretty much up. I can see good. I go across to draw. I find blood where he went through, but not a crazy amount. Just find some blood. And go out in the field. I walk in the field, you know, doing the old bow hunter thing where you just get impatient. And you walk out there and fucking look. Nothing. So I got to go back to blood. So I go back to blood, you know, the old bow hunter thing. And see where he actually got up on the field and turned immediately and went to the right. He followed the brush line and the fence line to the right. So I follow decent blood, but not great. Follow it all the way till it drops back down into the draw. And you got to remember, I actually walked across this field and dropped back into this draw to go get that other coyote. So I'm like, fuck, I probably bumped him. You know, he's probably laying it right over here in the brush and I probably bumped him out of there, but I didn't see him because it's dark. Anyway, I get down to where the draw drops off and the blood's getting sparse and there's not any snow down there. I mean, very little. And I track it. Then I just do it again. I take off and walk down the draw. Check some of the brush. Nothing. I'm like, go back to the fucking blood. Just follow it. And there's just little specks. A little bit of snow. A little bit of specks. And I'm looking. And I think I did that twice. I walked out there and then came back. Walked out there and came back. I'm like, fuck. I wanted it. I wanted it pretty bad. So I went to the blood. I was just about to give up. And I'm like, just follow it for a little bit. So I follow it to some bare patches. And I'm looking. And I'm right by the where the draw drops off. And it's just a little cut bank, basically. You know, a short one. It only drops down a couple feet. And I see blood up on the snow. I'm like, oh, fuck, right there. He turned. He went up. So I start following it up towards the field. I was like, this motherfucker went back up on the field. And I go up towards the edge of the cut bank. And there's a fucking hole. And blood going into it. I'd have never found this fucking coyote without that snow. The snow was still there right up against the cut bank. And there was just a smear of blood where I could see the fucker went in there. And I was like, oh shit, I hope that hole's not very deep. So I walk up there and I look in and here's a fucking coyote staring at me. He didn't get very deep in there. Just looking at me. I'm like, oh fuck. So I ended up having to shoot him again with the fucking, I wish I would have, with the .223. I wish I had had my .22. Wasn't great. Kind of close range. I don't like that. I really don't like that. I've trapped a bunch and shot a bunch of shit in the head. It's not my fucking, I like them close, but that's too close. It's a little too murdery, you know? I know I use that term and you guys think I'm a fucking psycho, but I don't like that shit. I really don't. But anyway, I'll tell you, it was a little unnerving pulling that bitch out of the fucking hole. Like, I knew she was dead. Like, her head was not great. You know, I could see that she was fucked. And I threw some dirt on her and she didn't move. But just grabbing that paw and pulling her out was a fucking, I did it pretty quick. But, yeah, I mean, I've never shot four coyotes in one stand. And to shoot five. I guess they weren't all called, so maybe you can fucking message me about that. Like, yeah, you're a fucking piece of shit. That's cheating. But it was fun. It was a lot of fucking fun. And yesterday morning, I got up at 2:30 and went out and shot one coyote and then had nothing. And then this morning, it was going pretty slow. It's been pretty slow in the mornings And I think mornings are not as productive. I say that as a fucking guy that's got five in the fucking bed of the truck. But I just think morning, like, that there's always, like, I'm going to spew some bullshit off of my limited experience. Here you go, guys. I think there's a time period in the night, like, where it gets slow. And I think that time period is like from like 2 to 4 or 1 to 3 maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It's been slow. And then all of a sudden, that's the thing. That's what I was thinking about on the way here. I was like, anytime that I ever think like, maybe I should just stay in bed this morning. Like getting up at fucking 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning is fucking stupid. Like what? Why? Why am I doing that? I'm just going to be a grumpy bitch all day. I'm going to have to, you know, just calm myself down so I'm not an asshole to my family. And, but anyway, you just got to get up and go. Whether you're like, maybe I won't go. The wind's blowing. Maybe I won't go. And I'm not talking about coyote hunting. I'm talking about any hunting. Just fucking go, because you never know when you're going to have a lights out banging fucking day. All right, I got to get my ass back inside because I just got home. I think I'm going to actually go set some trappies with my son and my dad. My son's super excited about going trapping. So we're going to go try to catch some beavers for one of my landowners. He was telling me he's got a beaver problem, and if you ask my wife, she would agree that I am awfully good with beavers. I'm so glad she doesn't listen to this. She told me last night she was gonna listen, and I said, you better not. She's like, why? Because you talk shit about me. I'm like, no, but you wouldn't like the thing I say the same shit to your face, but you probably wouldn't like the shit that I say on occasion. But yeah, we're going to go do that. We're going to go trap some beavers. And it's a good way to get on somebody's good side, property owner, also shooting their coyotes. I'm going to send a picture of these coyotes to the landowner because he'll be ecstatic about that. Then what else was I going to say? I was going to say something about...
I don't know. Anyway, gonna go do some beaver trapping, maybe shoot some rabbits tomorrow with the family if the wind's not blowing so bad. Just living the outdoor life! All right, I don't know if this will be the end of the podcast because I'm not so sure if I'll jump back on or not before next midweek. End of week. God, I think I got fucking fleas. But if it is the end of the podcast, you know what you need to be doing right now, and you're not doing it. You're listening to my dumbass. So get back to work. If not, I'll be right back.